Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 56. Today is Saturday, February 25th, which it isn't really, because it's Sunday, February 26th for me, and Stone's not here, so he can't correct me. 2017, I am your host, Lita, and yes, Stone is away this week, but I have the lovely Niecy with me. Hey, Niecy.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it.
And, oh, no problem.
And we apologize for no live show this week, guys. Sorry. Stones had a family emergency and he could not be here, which is, that's fine. It's not a problem. Everything's okay. He's okay. The family is okay, but just something's happened and he needs to go take care of that. So hopefully, we'll be back with a live show next week, which is exciting. But for now, yeah. Niecy and I are going to have a chat and we're going to tell you what's going on. So, Niecy, how are you?
I'm all right. It's been a tough couple of weeks and it's been a little busy and real life has been kicking my butt. But outside of that, you know, just been kind of plugging along and trying to keep myself busy with other things so I don't have to worry so much about the real life stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. It can certainly take an impact.
Kind of. Oh, definitely.
Real life impacts into the gaming and all the other things. So.
Oh, yeah.
Totally understand. But everyone should know who you are. I would hope so by now. I was going to say, I shouldn't assume everyone, just in case we have got some new listeners. But for those people that don't know who you are, we like to class you as our Queen of the Bloodthirsties. That's basically Niecy's title. She has got, how many are you running at the moment?
Bloodthirsties, I'm running 10 at the moment.
10, nice.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Well, technically 12 if I keep the other two running, because we'll get into that later.
Okay, Yes, but Bloodthirsty is your thing in particular.
Yes.
However, you have started an Iron.
Yes, I have.
Yep. And you delved into the Pacifist yet? Because you were thinking perhaps you were going to.
I had one before, and then I just kind of got wrapped up in the Bloodthirsty, and I ended up deleting it, and I wasn't happy with the name it had, and I was just like, oh, I'm not going to do this. So I ended up deleting it, and then... with real life kicking my butt, and then I was getting kind of stressed. I'm like, well, that's my stress release. So then I was like, you know, maybe I should try it. It's been a while. And I'm like, okay. So I did make a new pacifist.
Oh, cool.
And at level 5, I was banging my head on the desk. I'm like, why? Why did I do this?
were you kind of like, this is supposed to be a fun game. What did I do?
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like picking flowers and I'm mining and I'm running around the gnome starting area because I made a gnome, of course. And I'm like, my skin was itching. I'm like, I need to kill something. I need to kill something.
See, that would
like,
be,
this is not bloodthirsty.
That's kind of how I feel about a pacifist. I've not ever tried a pacifist, but every time I'd be like level 1 and I'd be like, okay, I'll go pick something. And then I'll be like, oh, look, swipe. Oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want to kill things.
When I'm so used to doing Bloodthirsty, it's difficult. I'm like, oh, no. It's like, I don't know if I can do this. And now I'm paranoid as heck with the proximity kills. I keep, like, I'm like, okay, well, nobody was really in the gnome starting area. So I'm like, okay, this is cool. And I'm running around. And then I'd hopped on, I think, at one point, a different time of day than I usually do my challenge tunes. And I think it was like early evening, and I'm running through the starting area and there's people there, and I'm like, oh, and they're like killing stuff near me. I'm like, oh no. And I'm like trying to open my my stat screen, and it's like showing zeros or in blanks across the board. I'm like, okay, we're good, we're good. I'm like, run away from these people, I need to get away.
Yeah. See, that alone scares me because of how they, you know, how things are running now.
Yeah, like before when I had the other one, that wasn't a thing. And I'm like, okay. And now
that's
I'm scared
to
death.
Tag it. You had to tag. Yeah. But now if you're in the vicinity, you can certainly get credit for kills. And we've seen that over the last, definitely the last year, where people have got high pacifist through and then been flagged. But of course, you know, pacifist rules have changed and to allow for this because of the way they run it. But yes, anyway, we know you are the queen of the bloodthirsties, which is good and definitely was a huge inspiration for me getting into the bloodthirsties because, you know, killing and looting sounds so good. Like it just literally sounds so good. So I'm still not a fan of the druid though. But the hunter's going okay.
The hunter just like kind of you're like bam, 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 and next thing you know your level's done. And I'm like, oh, okay, that didn't take nearly as long as this one did.
Sit back just a little bit, whereas I feel like with the druid, I have to be like sitting up. I'm like sitting straight and I'm like staring at my screen and I'm like going swipe, swipe, you know, thrash, juke, juke, juke. And then I'm like, oh, I've got to heal myself. Cause every time I take damage, it's, you know, it's kind of like that damage thing. So yeah, it's just a bit crazy. What we're going to do, just bear with me for doing it not live, folks. hang on. I may have someone who wants to just come say hi for a moment, apparently. If not, I may have to edit this out. But anyway, we will see. We will see going to just respond and or not. Because I figured before we start getting into, you know, what have you done during the week?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot to go over for my week.
It's like, I've got 5 minutes. I can come say hi. Okay, well, you're not responding to me. Yeah, I'm just going to add him. Let's see if it works.
Oh, maybe.
Let's see. It's ringing.
Maybe.
It's probably like, I'm not ready. What are you doing?
I see them kind of active elsewhere.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 There you are.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm recording. We're not live. We're live, but not live. We're live
but not live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Stone.
Hi.
We've only just started because, truth be told, and we might as well tell the listeners because, you know, Niecy and I have no secrets, really. And, you know, we were having a bit of natter. We were just having a bit of a natter. And we were just like, chat.
That's okay.
And then I suppose we should start the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, so we've only just started, and then you're like, yeah, I can just come on for 5 minutes. So how you doing, Stone? How's everyone?
I'm doing okay. Carrie's doing okay. So, but we're just trying to keep her distracted off of stuff. So
yes. And I've just said that, you know, you've just got a family emergency, and I've just mentioned that's why we're not doing the live show this week. So, but you know, our thoughts are obviously with you and with Kerry and the family.
Absolutely.
So you guys are in our thoughts and our prayers and our wishes. So, please know that.
Thank you. And I'll let her know because, Kerry's seen everybody replying, you know, saying sorry and all that stuff. Yeah. And and so it does. I mean, it does help. So
yeah.
We're gonna have a little bit of family time tonight, and okay. I think we're gonna watch Trolls.
Oh, nice. Something. Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds.
But,
sounds good.
Thank you guys for doing this for me.
Oh, that's not a problem. Anytime.
Still feels a little bit weird, but just because this is what I do on the weekend, right? This is my thing. So, and I know that I have it in the notes, but I'll say it now so that because I'm on is that I want to say thanks to Roguester for writing the article that you'll talk about after last night, because I really wasn't in a rah rah cheerleader writing mood. It was not good. So definitely
you
helped
got a
out.
Lot
so
of I real life to deal
so
with.
So he wrote it. I posted. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. And we will talk about it, but definitely huge thank you to Sir for doing that. That's just fantastic. And
was very awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's fine. You go and enjoy your night, and as best you can, have some family time and all of that. Mm-hmm. Give our love to Kerry, please, and we're thinking of you guys. Okay.
Okay. Thank you guys again, and listeners. I'll see you guys next week.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye. Okay,
bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. There's Stone, and it just popped in. Which was awesome. I don't think I've ever I've never done a call where I've had someone just pop in. This is new experience for me, people. This is something so that's kind of cool. I'll just get rid of him out of there. Okay. All right. doing it live, but not live, folks. So bear with me, sorry. Okay, let's talk about what you've been doing. Let's talk about what we've been up to this week.
Okay.
And let's go with Nisi, because you're here. It's you and me. That's it. So let's do you
Girls
first.
Night.
Tell me about what you've been up to.
Oh, boy. Well, I finished out Love is in the Air on my main, and it's totally frustrated yet again this year. I think I've been farming it ever since it came out. And I didn't run as many alts through it as you did because I couldn't take the devastation of not getting it on more than one tune. And I'm like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on this one. And Russell, my husband, he's like, no, run your other ones. I'm like, you don't understand. I can't handle it. So
it's
I just
really
ran my main.
Cause, it is a really fine line, trust me.
Like, I ran my main because she's a healer, so I was in and out, within, 3 or 4 minutes. So I was like, okay, fine. But, my DPS was really low DPS characters, and I didn't feel like running the ones on my other server. So I was like, nah, I've got other things to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no mount again this year. And I'm really beginning to think it doesn't exist, but I have seen some people on it. So I'm like,
it's a figment.
I really don't think it's there. Yeah. I think it, just 5 or 6 were handed out and they're like, okay, that's it. The quota's been met this year. No more going out. And I'm just like, you can go away now, Blizzard, and your little mount. So yeah, that was all sorts of devastatingly depressing fun there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that took up, a little bit of time, but not much. Then we moved to my Bloodthirsty crew, and that was an interesting week because I play Dungeons and Dragons on the weeks that we can get together with a couple of our other friends, and we usually do that on Sunday nights. Well, Sunday is usually when I start grinding my Bloodthirsties, and I'm usually in a race with myself to see how many I can get done before I have to go do other things before we play. And I was like, oh, this isn't working. And I'm like, the baby ones, I'm like, okay, I can pop through their levels and probably get 3 or 4 of them done before I have to go do other things before we go play Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm like, kind of. But then we ended up moving our day to Monday, so I had a little more time to play.
Yeah.
And I don't know what came over me, but I think I got through 5 of them in one day. I guess, I don't know, I wasn't feeling well, didn't want to do anything. So I got 5 Bloodthirsties leveled. And that took me a while.
Yeah.
Because they're starting to get to the point now where it's taking about 45 minutes to an hour rested to get through the level. It depends. Mm. Sometimes a little less, but yeah. It depends on where I'm at and how busy it is. Because there was a couple times where I was like, it's too busy here. Yeah. And because I have this affliction for picking spots to grind in that are quest mobs. And I'm like, yeah, why'd I do that? But it's like the humanoids that are the quest mobs. And I'm like, I want to grind the humanoids so I can get the cash.
Yeah.
But the cash and the cloth, really. And I don't know why I'm going after the cloth that hard on a couple of them, because I haven't touched my first aid since I started. But I'm like, yeah, okay. But yeah, I think I got... who did I level first? I don't even remember. Oh, I have my warlock. I've got them in a rotation now. My warlock I leveled first, and it's kind of weird. Like, I know you're like the warlock queen, and you're always like your voidy's gonna tank for you. Yep. But since the bloodthirsties, before the bloodthirsties were allowed to wear green gear, she was in all gray and white. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I get my void walker now. And I popped him out. And he was dead in 3 hits, and it came after me. I'm like, what? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no. And I'm like, run away. And I was like, okay, maybe I'm just not doing this right, because Warlock's not my main class. And I was just trying to do it to get it done. And tried it again, resummoned him. Same thing happened. I'm like, what is going on? So I'm like, you know what? That's it. I'm just going to pull the imp out, and it can hit me. And while it's hitting me, I'll just drain life. There we go.
Yeah.
I'll just drain life. So it's healing me while I'm killing it at the same time. And I'll just let the imp kill it. And so that was working pretty good. And then I realized that the Voidwalker's health seems to scale with your gear. Because when we got the green gear for the Bloodthirsties, he was staying alive a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. But he was still dying after like 6 hits this time. I'm like, all right, so we're gonna go with plan B and go back to the imp and just drain life everything as we're going. And it's a little bit slower, and I'm a little bit squishy. I feel squishy, but might just because I'm used to playing a disc priest. So I'm like, I'm not liking this. I'm getting hit and it hurts. And so I was running through wetlands on her, and I was like, I stayed a level longer than I normally would because I felt a little squishy. And I do have one tip for everybody. I had a moment with her where I didn't think I was going to get out of it. Please, when you're targeting your mobs, make sure you have the correct mob targeted before you hit the spell. Because I was in wetlands, and I was following a path, and you'll see it in the guide eventually. But I was going after some gnolls, and there's these flower things walking around. And the flower things are yellow. So as long as you don't do an AoE, you're not going to trigger them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be a pain when you're going after them because they summon more flower thingies. And so suddenly you have like 4 on you instead of 1. And I'm like, okay. So I could have swore I clicked the gnoll. And Russell was talking to me, and I was saying something to him. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at my screen. I'm like, what did I do? I've got the flower thing coming after me.
Yeah.
The gnoll came running with it that I thought I had targeted. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. And I'm like trying to hurry up and kill the flower thing. And then Russell's telling me, he's like, you better run. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like starting to panic. And I'm trying to kill the flower thing, trying to dot it. I'm trying to run. And I'm like, dwarf, stone form. Okay, let me hit that. And I'm running. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And then I was like really low. And I was like, oh, God. And then I finally saw the little green thing on my bar. It was my health cookie. I'd never used the health cookie before up till now. And I was like, oh, let me hit that. I'm allowed to use that. And somehow, some way, I managed to stay alive, and the dot finally killed it, and the gnoll got tired of chasing me and ran back. And I was like, oh my God. I think I was like down to like 100 health or something. I was like, nah. And before I'd hit the health cookie, and I was like, that was good. The health cookie saved our butt. And then I just kind of sat there for a minute, and I'm like hoping nothing respawned on me while I was recollecting myself. I was like, that was a little close. I didn't like that. So I finally recollected myself, and I was like, whew, okay, got to pay attention now. And I started to ignore Russell, and he went and did something else. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, so recollected, And then we got the level, and I'm like, okay, we're leaving here now because we don't need to be out here anymore. And I think I had like 2 or 3 bars left in the level. I'm like, we're just going to leave now. We'll get the rest of it while we're exploring to get over to the new level or the new zone. I was like, yeah, no, I've had it with this zone. And because I think I had like 3 or 4 characters out in Wetlands at the same time, and I was starting to get on my nerves because I was like, oh, back to Wetlands. And I was like, my goodness. And I had a little bit of a scare on my hunter. And my hunter has been going so much faster than everybody else. And I can see how they're good in that respect, but they're also dangerous in another where you start to feel bulletproof and you're like, I'm fine. And then you suddenly realize you're attacking something 5 levels higher than you. And you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. And I was actually in, where was I? I was in the Hinterlands. I went there a level sooner than the mage had gone there. I was like, I'm good. And I'm killing stuff. You know, first level through there was fine. I was killing wolves near, Airy Peak? No. Yeah. I was killing wolves near there. And sometimes there's a rare one that spawns near one of the little houses. Yep. And I was a little scared to take him on at first because I was like, oh, I don't know. But we went down fine. No problem. And it was right after Love is in the Air had started. And I was like, okay, I'm running around. And something caught my eye. Now, because the older computer, I couldn't have my view distance up very high because it didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, well, I'm running through the woods off to the right. And I'm killing some wolves. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see the road. And I'm looking, I'm like, why is somebody running down the road with their hands in the air? I'm like, that's a really weird position for a WoW character to do. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait, that's a red nameplate. And I'm like, what? And I'm looking, and I got closer and realized that they were Crown Chemical NPCs walking around. And I stopped, and I'm like, what is going on? Why? What is this? I don't remember this.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to inch closer. And Russell was standing behind me again. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I need to see what the heck's going on here. He goes, no. I said, yeah. He goes, you're going to get yourself killed. And I was like, I need to know why these are here. And apparently the NPC that I had seen running had run in one direction, chasing somebody that had run through them and was resetting. And I'm standing there and I thought, why would there just be one NPC? And then I got closer and there's a whole mess of them and they're kind of pathing all around these plague machines. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't there yesterday. And I'm like, oh, wait, Love is in the Air just started. And I'm like, I don't remember this ever being here before, but maybe it was for a daily that I just totally forgot about. And I'm standing there. I'm like, okay. And then they started to path towards me where I was standing. I'm like, oh, no. And so I'm like, run away. I like quick, like backed up, got on my mount and got the heck out of there. And I'm standing there at the top of the road coming down from Airy. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? Because I'm like, these guys are right in my grind circle. Like, I'm gonna clip them when I come through because I'm not gonna be paying attention because I want this wolf that's over there. And they're pathing right into where that wolf is. And I'm like, this is not gonna end well. And then Russell's like, you just can't level that character right now. And I was like, I guess. So I sat him down. And I'm like, okay. So that was sitting in the back of my mind. And I'm moved on to level other people, and as every time I hit the hunter, I bumped them down further in my character rotation just so I knew what was going on. Well, that was bugging the you know what out of me because I hadn't leveled them. I got everybody done and I'm still sitting there looking at this hunter, and I'm a little bit of a completionist to some degree and a teeny bit obsessed in another where I have a routine, and because my routine got disrupted, I got really upset. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, I cannot not level this. I have to level it. And I'm like, but if I stay there, I'm going to die because I know I'm going to clip them. And because if I avoided them, it cut off like 5 or 6 wolves. And I'm like, no, that's a lot of XP to lose every circle.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I'm lazy and I want to get that wolf because I don't want to go anywhere else. And I knew if, and I was like, you know what? I have to get the level. So.
Well, you had your paw. you got your pop.
Yeah.
And you like your pop.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, I know how they respawn. I know the timer on it. I know where they're pathing. I want to be here. And then I thought, well, you know what? My mage has been handling, the mage and the paladin were handling the Alkin, Al Beast things that were in another part of the zone just mm-hmm. fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, Hunter can do it. And then I'm standing there and I'm looking at these crown people and I'm like, they're in my way. How on earth am I going to get around them to get over to Skull Rock where the mm-hmm. Alkin were that I was killing?
Yep.
I was like, I'm afraid to chance it because I'm a baby compared to them because they were all ... to me. And I'm like, oh no, they're going to smell me and I'm going to fall over. And I was like, no, no, no. So begrudgingly, and I cannot say this hard enough, begrudgingly, I flew back to Arathi and did about, I don't even know how many loops through there I did just to get the level so I could say I leveled that week.
Mm-hmm.
And it killed me so much. And I'm like actually rare hunting out there to try to make up the difference in the XP between the two yeah. zones. And I'm like, where's this rare? That's not
so
up.
So do you remember what you would have been getting for an XP kill in Hinterlands compared to Arathi?
I think in Hinterlands it was, I wanted to say it was just around 400,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
And when I went back to Arathi, depending on the level of mob, it was anywhere between 275 maybe to 289, somewhere around in there, maybe 250.
So, I mean,
and I was
substantial,
like,
substantial. Really.
Yeah, I was very salty and angry over it. And I'm just like grumbling to myself the whole time. I'm like, stupid crowned chemical people. And I was just like, you know what? You know what? This isn't fair. And that was the only place I had seen them at that point.
Wow,
and I was like, why? Why
so
are you
weird.
There?
Because that's the original. Because they changed it this year with having, you know, we got the daily quest, which was to go down into Silver Pine Forest. Right, but that, as far as I know, was for both factions. Whereas back in the day, when you got the chemical company one, it would send you to the relevant zone for your level, which the level 40s or late 30s was Hinterlands. But
yeah, and I'm thinking, yeah, when I saw it was ... I'm like, they have got to be over 110. And I'm like, no.
Mm.
Yeah, I was just so floored by it. I'm like, why are you there? So I put something in Discord about it.
Completely.
Yeah, I was like, maybe. Like, I wasn't sure if they were supposed to be there or not because I hadn't seen anybody say anything about it. And I haven't really done the Love is in the Air quests for I don't know how long. I think since I completed the achievement for all the world holidays.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I got my dragon. I don't care. And I just sat there. I was just so bothered by it. I'm like, should I say something? So I said something in Discord and a couple of people were totally caught by surprise by that. They're like, okay, I won't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week I was like, you know, I need to get my level. And I'm like, but Love is in the Air isn't over till Tuesday night. And I was like, yeah. I said, well, you could just wait and do it Wednesday. No, no, I can't wait. So I logged in and my Hearthstone was for Hinterlands. And I'm like, maybe they're not there. Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe they got removed. So I looked for my little wolf rare that was right at the bottom. He wasn't there. I'm like, of course not. Why would you be there? So then I started killing stuff heading towards the end of the road. And I'm like, oh, they're not here. They didn't zone in. Maybe it was a mistake and they weren't supposed to be there and they took them out. I'm like, oh, this is good. And then I got to the end near, what was the place? I think it's Zenwatha or something towards the end of the road.
Yep.
Yeah, but there was no trolls in it. I don't know. I forget what it's called. It's something Watha something. And I was like, maybe there's trolls there if you have the quest. I don't know. And I got down there to kill my last wolf before I turned to go across the road and a plague machine zoned in. I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And I'm like, where's the mobs? And I couldn't see any. And I'm like, you better run. So I quick turned around, mounted, and ran back. And I'm like, and then I sat there and stared. And then they finally zoned in when I got far enough away. And I was like,
wow.
You stupid event. And I was like, well, wow. I guess I have to go back to Arathi again. And then I was rare hunting out there. And I think there was one rare up. And I was so mad. And I was like, nah. And I was like, great. So this is going to take me forever.
Yeah.
And I got the level finally out there begrudgingly. And I was like, this is dumb. And I was like, in the back of my voice, in the back of my head, the little voice is going, you could just wait until the event's over later in the week. I'm like, no, it's this character's day. They're getting their level today. I've got other things to do later in the week. So, you know, I was like, just, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I say?
Wow. And, you were really lucky though that.
Yeah. Like I saw them walking towards me and I was like, no, I do not walk.
Yeah. Wow.
Like I thought for sure that they had locked onto me the way that they had gotten so close. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah. So I wasn't happy about that, but you know, I had to suck it up and either sit or go somewhere else. And I probably could have gone to, somewhere else that was comparable level, but I'm like, I like it here. So I was just being stubborn. I'm surprised I didn't die. If I had died, I probably would have been more mad at myself than anything. Cause I was like, you should have just listened. But
yeah,
fortunately, you know, didn't have too many tragedies there.
Do you think it's worth having a backup plan? Like you say, you've got your path. You've done this, you know, you're doing this over like literally kind of like 10 times a week. Of course, depending on the levels and all that. But you've got your path. So you know what you want to do with your bloodthirsties. You know what zones you're going to take on. You know what paths you're going to have. But when these things really do happen, and it's not only at world event time, there can be, like you mentioned earlier, people are killing your mobs. You know, all of a sudden there becomes...
That's another sore spot.
Yeah. So... do you think it's worth, or is it something that you might look into, is finding that second sweet spot for you that you go, okay, well, Hinterlands is too busy. It's not working. I don't want to go back to Arathi, so maybe I need to make that journey to Kalimdor and be like, right, I'll go to, you know, is that something that you might look at exploring?
Well, it was kind of funny because I was sitting there thinking about that when I was like, well, I could go here because I did have Deathless as an absolute last resort backup plan. And I was like, well, I could go kill the little, Basilisks out there in Deathless because they're pretty kind for that level and they're not too bad. And, you can get out of their stone gaze or whatever it is they do to you pretty easily because they give you enough warning. But I was like, do I really want to travel all that way? I was being lazy. And and I was like, well, I knew I could go back to Arathi and it was just like one quick flight plan away. Mm-hmm. And I think I would have gone to Desolus if Arathi got to be too obnoxiously busy.
Mm-hmm.
And because in some respects, I have lots of patience, and in other respects, I don't have any. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is the time I want to play, and you're bothering me because you're killing what I want to kill. And now I'm angry, so but in the leveling guide, as I'm going up, I have multiple places where I'll go for certain zones.
Yeah.
Like, if it's busy here, I'll go there. But I'm going to do a breakdown of all the zones. But basically, I could have gone to Deathless. I was just like, I don't want to go all the way over there because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, how do I get there? And then I was thinking about all of the zones I had to run through because I didn't have any flight plans on Kalimdor. And I'm like, because I had just done that with my mage. I moved my mage over to Feralis.
That's right.
And that was an adventure. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I was like, you know what? Let's document this. And I had teleported her to Darnassus. So I was like, okay, you know, that'll get me over there. I was torn between Darnassus or Theramore. So I was like, well, Theramore might be a little bit closer, but I'm like, Theramore's a lot more dangerous to run through, Dustwallow or whatever it is over there. I was like, yeah, no, let's it's like, ah, darn. So I was like, you know what, let's just go Darnassus. And it's going to be a little bit longer, but it might be a little bit safer. Mm-hmm. So I was okay. I flew over to Darkshore. That was fine. I was running through Darkshore, and I was like, oh, hey, there's a rare tall strider out here. Should I kill it? Should I not kill it? I didn't see it. So I was like, yeah, just pay attention to your mission. I kept getting sidetracked. And I was like, oh, you know, here's Ashenvale. Let me grab that flight plan and Astronar while I was in there. And grabbed that. And I'm like, okay, let me look at my map. And I was trying to find where Stone Talon connected to Ashenvale. Because I'm like, I have to go through Stone Talon to get to Dusselis, to get to Feralis. And I was trying to pick up some flight plans on the way, and I was like, okay, I need to go this way for a while, and then I have to turn. And I'm running, I was riding through Ashenvale, and I'm like, I've been riding down this road a really long time. And I guess for some reason I had it in my head I was going to Fellwood. And I'm like, but I went past the turn for Fellwood. I'm like, no, that's Fellwood. And I just kept running, and I'm like, something's not right. And I opened my map, and I'd missed my turn by a good 5-6 minutes. And I was like, yeah. So I had to turn around, run all the way back. I had to run past some Horde quest NPCs that were standing there on the side of the road. I'm like, do not trigger on me and flag me. So I had to go wide around those. I was like, I don't remember you being there when I ran through here the first time. So either they had just respawned, or I just totally zoned out and didn't see them. And somehow they didn't tag me. So I'm like, oh my god. So I finally got to the flight plan that crossed at the border of Stone Talon, and I had to take a screenshot. I'm like, yeah, I got lost. I had to stop and ask for directions. And because I'm like sitting there, I'm like, where am I going? And I'm looking at my map, and then I had to go back to another character and look at their map that had done it before. And I was like, oh, that's right. And then I get into Stone Talon. I started to go one way, and then I stopped. I'm like, wait, do I need to go up or do I need to go down? And then I'm looking at the NPCs walking around, and they're elites. And I'm like, ugh, I don't want to be here. And I'm like, I have to run through them. And then I looked at their level, and they were gray to me. And I'm like, I still don't want to be here. So I ran through them as carefully as I could. I think I had one tag me, but I kept running, and thankfully it didn't dismount me. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I need to get to the next flight plan because I need to look at my map. And where I was running through, there was like a little bridge, and I'm like, oh, look, bridge, okay, let me follow the road. Well, the road was taking me into a bunch of red flagged mobs everywhere, and I'm like, what am I doing? So I had to quick open my map again. I'm like, no, you're going the right way, just keep running. I'm like, this is not going to end well. And I was like, okay, a deep breath, let's go. And I finally found the road up to the next flight point. I'm like, okay, let's stop here. Yay. Let's recollect. And I'm going through my map, and I'm like, where am I going? And I'm trying to find the next flight point. And then I had to look at the next zone for Desolus. I'm like, where does this connect? And I'm like, oh, all the way at the bottom. Okay. And I'm like, all the way to the side. And I was like, how do I? And then I'm looking at the map. I'm like, oh, you're kidding, right? I have to go up through here, down here, around, and then back down. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. It was so much more difficult than it needed to be. And I was like, wow. All right, let's go. So took another minute, took another screenshot. I'm like, well, we've made it this far. So, and then I kept on going and finally made it to Nigel's Point. I'm like, yay, I'm still alive.
Yay.
And then I was like, where's my connection for Feralis? I'm like, we're getting there. And then I'm like, okay, I've got to go south. So I picked up the flight plan in the middle near where the basilisks were. And I'm running, and I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, where'd the road go? The road just disappeared on me. I'm like, what? And then it's like, oh, you need to go through the Kodo graveyard. And I'm like, but there's red mobs in there. And then I'm like, well, I'm kind of higher than them by like a level or two. Maybe it won't be so bad. And then I was like, no. And I was like, yes. And I was like, no. So I was standing there debating with myself for like 10 minutes. What do I want to do? And finally just took a deep breath and ran a different way through it instead of the way that I think I was supposed to run through it. And came out and finally found the road again. I'm like, oh, thank goodness the road. We're good. And then I'm running. And I'm like, oh, there's a red mob there. And he looks angry. And it looked like it was an elite. And I'm like, okay, stop. And I was like, okay, now what? And I'm looking at my map, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I had to run through where all the demons were in the very south of Desolus. And I'm like, no. And then I looked at their their level, and I'm like, oh no, they're my level. I'm like, this isn't gonna go well at all. No, I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why am I doing this? And I was second guessing my decision. I'm like, no, I know I can kill the mobs in Feralis where I'm going. Mm-hmm. We can do this. And I was like, yeah, you keep telling yourself that. And I was like, okay, one more deep breath. We're almost there. And somehow, like, because there was one elite that was hanging out right on the edge of the road. And I was trying to wait him out, hoping he was going to patrol away. And I'm like, yeah. Please walk away. Please walk away. Please walk away. And he walked just far enough that another mob, when he walked away, it came up to the edge of the road. And I'm like, really? Like, you guys suck so bad. So I just had to kind of like grin and bear it and just take off and go. And yeah. I'm like, don't look at me. You don't see me. I'm not tasty. You don't want to eat me. So I just kind of ran. And I'm like, okay, let's run. And then it's like, oh, your portrait's now red. I'm like, nah. I'm like, just run. And finally I got into Feralis. I'm like, oh, thank goodness. Now, Feralis is a dangerous zone because you've got the horde camps right on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't remember where the horde camp was. So I'm like, where am I going? And I thought I had to run like halfway through the zone because I couldn't remember where the town was that I wanted. And then I'm looking at the map and I'm like, oh, wait, that is the town I wanted. It's like 10 feet off the road as I ran into the zone. I'm like, okay, we're good. And I'm like, whew, I was like so exhausted after I got there. I'm like, I need a break. I think I broke for lunch. And I'm like, I need to walk away for a minute. I was like, that was terribly frightening. I'd gotten some XP for exploring, but I'm like, okay. So then I was like, all right, I'm back. We're good. Now I can get my level, which took a lot longer than I expected because apparently now I had another alternate route I can take in there to grind on stuff. But me being stubborn and wanting cash for my tune, I'm like, I'm going to kill the whelps. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, maybe I can get a whelp to drop that I can sell again. And mm-hmm. Well, apparently it was just past a certain point in the morning when the server starts to get busy with cross realm people.
Oh.
I guess school let out somewhere or something. Or no. It was President's Day and everybody was off.
Ah.
And or a lot of people were off and I was like, oh, it's a holiday. And I'm like standing there trying to kill a mob and being on my mage, it takes a while to cast unless I hit Ice Lance first. Mm-hmm. And I'm casting Frostbolt and this 110 walked up and tapped my mob right in front of me. I'm like, why did you do that? I was like, you see me casting. I was like, you little. So then I had a, Russell's like, just go somewhere else. I'm like, no. And he's like, just go somewhere else. I'm like, it's the principle of it now. And and I'm like, yeah, like these players care what I'm doing. And because then there was like all kinds of different levels out there. And then at one point there was like 10 people out there all killing the same whelps. And like,
yeah,
it was cutthroat at one point. I was like, oh my God, it was like blood elves and druids and both factions. And I'm like, wow, this feels like a West Side Story out here at some point, because you know somebody's gonna get somebody and I'm like, am I gonna get knifed in the middle of trying to get my mob? I just want my XP.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, finally got my level. And I was like, yeah, I guess next time when it's busy I'll just go to my alternate route. And I'm like, I don't get the whelp on the alternate route. And I was, and it's funny because if I waited out long enough, sometimes if I run back into the town that's there and I come back, sometimes the people are gone and sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. And a couple times there was more people and I was like, what is going on? And then but I was like killing some of the stags and there was a tree wandering through that I killed and I was like, that's okay. And somebody's like took this whelp and I'm like, well, fine, you be that way and I'm just gonna kill this owl. And so I went and killed the owl and turned around. Sorry, dog's dreaming. Scared me. He's barking in his sleep. I was like, what's going on? And so I was like, okay, well, I killed the owl and turned around and like four more whelps had popped up. And I was like, oh, well, I guess they got impatient about waiting for them to pop up. And so many people were out there that they were responding quicker. So I was like, okay, I'll take you and I'll take you and I'll Ice Lance you. And I had killed one right in front of somebody. And I was like, oh, hey, yeah, payback. And so then I went on my way and finally got my level. But yeah, it was pretty brutal out there. I mean, I could have gone to my second path if it had gotten if it had gone on for a little bit longer and I had a full level to get, I probably would have gone to my alternate path, because there's still, I've gotten a Sprite Daughter hatchling to drop off the my other path. I actually got two in a row one day.
Nice.
So I mean, wow. Yeah, that totally surprised me. I killed a mob. I was like, what's blue that dropped? And I was like, oh, hey, cool. Killed two more mobs and got another one. I was like, hey.
Nice.
Never happened again. That was the only time that happened. Yeah. I was like, yeah, of course. But, yeah, and then my big excitement was for Soulbound, because Soulbound hit 85, and I was like, yay, I can get out of the cata zones. And
yay.
I was like, I can go to Panda. And then I had heard people talking about sometimes the quest on the gunship bugs. And then I think Stir said, yeah, but you can just jump in the water and you can avoid that bugging. I'm like, cool. I have Levitate. But I'm horrid on this character.
Oh.
And I've never done Pandaria on a horde character.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I'm like, I went to Ogrevar, picked up the quest, and got on the boat, and I'm like, okay, and then they're, like, telling me to, I think they were telling me to hop on a gunboat or something, and I looked at the quest, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I don't need your quest. And I threw Levitate on, and I'm looking at the water, and I was like, that doesn't look too bad, and then I opened my map, I'm not kidding, I checked it 10 times to make sure that I was going to jump towards the right town. I'm like, what is the horde town out here? And I'm like, is it neutral or is it? I'm like, no, I don't think it's neutral in this spot. And I saw the little red wing thingy for the flight path on the map. And I'm like, okay, I need to go there. And so I levitated down into the water, totally not thinking about other things. And I'm like, okay, my main goal was to get to the inn. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, wait, there's a panda, but he doesn't look like he wants to attack me. He doesn't look like he's flagged. And then I'm like, okay, good. I'm going in the right direction. So got to the inn and I'm standing there and I'm standing there and I'm looking at the innkeeper. And I suddenly had the thought that hit me that you didn't do the quest to open the portal to get back to Ogrimmar. You jumped off the boat. And I was like, you dumb person, you. And I was like, and I'm like, that's not so bad though, because I guess I can just vendor my greens until I need to go to Auction House again, or so I can get to Vale. And then it hit me that I think the last time I had to get to Vale, I had to quest to open it. And I don't know if the quest is still there or not. It's been a while since I've done Pandaria. And I'm like, all right, okay, I guess I'll be vendoring my greens and I can't. While I'm out here. And I was like, why did you do that? And then I'm like, because I wasn't planning that far ahead. I was too excited. And fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, no, I guess it would be fortunately, I'm kind of in between a rock and a hard place with this character at the moment. I looked at my Hearthstone and it was set to Oldham still. And I was like, oh, well, I could hearth. And I'm like, wait, no, don't, because I don't know if you can get back. And I was like, oh, crud. And I'm like, I don't really want to try it. And so I just set my Hearthstone to that innkeeper, and I'm like, well, you know, whatever, we'll just vendor them, there's a vendor here, and we'll cope, and so we'll see what happens on that front. But I just was so excited, I didn't even think about it. I'm like, yay, I'm here in one piece. And then I thought about it afterward and I'm like, you're stupid. And so
I was like,
yeah, I was like, yeah, maybe you should have actually just toughed it out for the quest. It's like, yeah, I'll do that next time. But, you know, she's sort of my Tez character, you know. I'm going through and I'm like, yeah, okay, so the next one that goes through, we need to actually make sure we do that. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then I was bored to tears the one day because I couldn't get any recording done. The house was too loud or people were home or I don't know what was going on. I wasn't in a happy mood because I couldn't record anything. And so that's how the pacifist came about. And that took almost, I want to say, a week and a half of pushing that tune to get to 10, but it felt so much longer.
What?
Oh my goodness. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, yeah, no, because I was using Love is in the Air a bit. Mm-hmm. Okay, she took almost 2 weeks then to get to 10, because I forgot I was using the Love is in the Air, one of the quests in Ironforge, to spray people with perfume give them chocolate or something. And I'm like, that doesn't involve killing. That's not going to get me flagged. At least it shouldn't. So I'm like running around doing that and putting my stuff up on Auction House while I was there. And I don't know how this happened, but that pacifist character at like level 7 had like 236 gold. I'm like, nice. How do you have so much money when my bloodthirsty that's killing stuff has, one of them has like 18 gold. I'm like, are you serious?
That's cool. That is,
I'm like,
so
I'm
cool.
Glad I've got the money, but I'm like, on the other hand, I'm like, why couldn't the other one that's actually out?
You've got a buffer. A gold buffer now, you know, because it's kind of like until Dark Moon Fair comes around and you go, you know, you go do the tickets and hand the tickets in to get the, you know, the 16 slot unique bag. That you kind of like, oh, I just want like a couple gold, just a couple gold. And when you do the tickets, you kind of go, oh, I've got 10 gold. I've got so much money.
it was so weird because I haven't gathering profession I had, I always needed what I was gathering at low level. Never really tried to sell it. And I was like watching the price. I was like selling like five copper bars for like 7 gold for each stack of 5, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And I'm like, either prices are really high and ridiculous, or Auction House is slow and there's not enough stuff up, because sometimes stuff on my server is so hit or miss. And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, we'll ride the train while we can, and
maybe you got, and we'll see how that goes. For, you know, spraying the perfumes and the chocolates, and you realized, like,
maybe
you would've got XP. But maybe, you know, instead of...
Yeah, the XP wasn't bad. I think I got like 800 XP or something. I'm like, oh, thank you. But
So maybe you also got a little bit of a goal. Because I know running the dungeon, I was getting 20, 25 gold every time I'd pop open the bag, you know. And even on the Lobby tunes, I was like, whoa, you know, on a level 20... It's like, I just got 25 gold for running a dungeon.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. So
maybe they upped it. And maybe you would get a bonus.
I just wasn't really paying attention to it. But and then I did decide to, I think I was just bored. I did somehow, because I couldn't record because something was going on. I needed a distraction because, again, real life had kicked my butt this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. So I was like, let's start an Iron Man. I'm going to regret it, but let's start it. We'll see how far I get. Mm-hmm. And because Zortz said something about it, I was like, all right, I guess I'll record it. So I am now recording my playthrough on an Iron Man. Slowly,
nice.
Whenever I'm able to record. She's only level 7. I've only managed to get three half-hour sessions done on her. And I tend to squirrel a bit when I feel like space needs to be filled sometimes. And I'm just like, well, I can't just sit on this cart and not say anything because, you know. So then I'll, like, get distracted by something, and then I start like making up a song, and Zortz is apparently totally in love with these stupid songs that I keep making up. Like, I'm not even paying attention to what I'm saying, and I'm like, oh, look, and then I'm like stringing together a song that means absolutely nothing out of like what I'm doing. I'm like, oh, look, we need some carrots. Oh, we're looking for the carrots. And he's like, oh my god, this is awesome. I'm like, well, I'm glad someone's entertained by it. So it's like,
nice.
Okay then. But I think I'm gonna have trouble on one of the quests to get off the island with the air spirit, because it's always a little risky for me. Sometimes I misjudge when I can run across the hallway and not be killed by the air being blown across the hallway. And I have died to that once on a challenge tune, and I was like, okay, so fingers are crossed on that one. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Hopefully I won't misjudge my timing, but I'm sure it'll be recorded for all that lovely glory for the inevitable death on that one. And because I felt like I didn't have enough going on, I had put a poll up on Facebook, and I was like, should I make another Iron Man? And or should I? I was like, yeah, you know, I threw a question up there. I was like, should I make another challenge tune? That's what it was. I said, should it be an Iron Man or a Bloodthirsty? And the majority of the people wanted me to do another Iron Man, and I'm like, of course you do. And and then I think Awesome Trousers had suggested that it be a holy priest. And I was like, of course, like the one spec on priest that I absolutely have not touched since BC. And I'm not that big of a fan of.
Yeah.
But I haven't touched it since BC, so maybe it's changed. So I'm like, well, okay. So my next Iron Man challenger, which I'll probably be starting later in the week, is going to be a holy priest. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make it a goblin in honor of Zortz.
Oh, nice.
So, I haven't really done the Horde side in, like, forever and a day. And whenever I did do Horde side, I only got up to, like, level 25. So we're gonna do a goblin holy priest and see how that goes.
Nice.
And I think Awesome Trousers had suggested that I record that as well. So that will also be going up.
Oh, cool.
So I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like, what am I doing to myself? But, wow.
Because you don't have enough time, obviously.
Yeah, you know, obviously. And I did get some stuff done on the leveling guide.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Night Elf starting area up to level 10. I've got stuff recorded for that. And I got the Draenei starting area recorded for where I go and stuff. And so I've got two zones up to level 10, starting zones done up to level 10. And so I have a couple more to do. Mm-hmm. I will not be going over the Worgen starting zone, and I'll get into that because I don't like them. I don't like them for the challenge. Normal tune, fine, whatever. Mm. Challenge tune, I think it's too risky. And I know that Stone did a Bloodthirsty Worgen, and that 150 quest limit is going to be a problem for him because if he does any of the Falcazor mount quests, that might be account wide. I don't know. I don't know if those are being counted for as account wide. He might want to check on that because he's got very little wiggle room. Because I think I spent like two or three quests just getting into Pandaria. So I'm like, I'm really nervous for him. I'm just like, oh boy. But yeah, that might be something to look at for the Bloodthirsties, because I know the Mount Chasers. I mean, I was working on it too for a little bit. I was starting to level my Falcazor, and then I'm like, oh wait, is this going to count for account wide? And I was like, I don't know. So I stopped working on it because I was afraid. I'm like, I have to see somebody else do it first before I go any further. I want to see if it starts tacking on quests. So. Yeah, because I swore I hadn't done a quest, and then all of a sudden I had another quest on my Soulbound. I'm like, I didn't do a quest. Why am I up a quest? So I don't know if I did an account-wide one and didn't realize it, but I think she's like around 35 quests now, which is nowhere near the 150, but I've been trying to be really good about what I do and what I don't do, and I really try to shy away from the quests, even in the starting zone, because you don't really need it. But I did... focus on a couple mobs in the Night Elf starting zone, because you said that you were having trouble getting money. And I do know when I got my the hunter I used for the guide through the Night Elf zone up to 10, I got her up to, I think, 47 silver by the time she hit 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put on there what I had killed and stuff. And I think before I left the starting zone, I think I was, or like the level 5 zone, I think I was up to just... I think it was around 4 silver, something like that, just under 4. But it's a little tricky. I mean, sometimes it's hit or miss, and, you know, that's always RNG. But sometimes my RNG fairies love me, and sometimes they really, really, really hate me.
Yeah.
But normally I can't get bags to drop for the life of me unless I kill a rare. And in the Draenei starting zone when I was leveling... I was doing like a really quick snippet and showing, you know, this is the section I go to for X amount of levels. And I'd come back and I'm like, guys, guess what? The RNG fairy gave me another bag. And so suddenly I didn't have to buy any bags. I was full on bags and never killed a rare. And I was like, oh, okay, that's new.
Nice.
And yeah, I was like, that's awesome, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. And my new PC did arrive. Arrived yesterday, so excited about that. And, of course, there's always the inevitable hecticness when a new PC arrives to get everything transferred over. And then there's always the inevitable problems that happen when you're trying to get the new PC up and running. We had originally decided that we were going to take my WoW files and all my Blizzard stuff off of my old hard drive and put my old hard drive into Russell's computer and just transfer it over the network. However, once we finally got the old hard drive out of the old computer and hooked it into his computer went nuts, and we thought it died.
Oh.
So we were going crazy this morning because he was sitting there, and we thought we had fixed it, and he was trying to transfer stuff to one of our portables so that he could just move the portable over and do it that way. In the middle of a file transfer to it, it just decided that it was going to restart out of nowhere, no warning whatsoever. And we're like, what? And he had a busy weekend planned, and then we had to like go out and run errands this morning in the middle of trying to get the file transfer started, and we're like, oh no. And then we're like both having a mental meltdown because we're like, we did not just buy me a new PC for yours to go nowhere. And so we finally just decided to start mine up and get stuff that I needed for tonight on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, okay, then I'll go back and try to figure out what's wrong with mine. And he's blowing out dust and stuff. And he's like, what is wrong with this thing? He's unplugging everything and plugging it back in. No. Finally, we think we figured out the problem was his graphics card was loose.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Reseated it, and it hasn't restarted out of nowhere on its own since. So
okay.
When we were having problems getting his computer to work and he was trying to fix it so we could do the file transfer, he had just started WoW downloading on me because we were going to take my old graphics card, which isn't that old and it's not that bad, and we were going to put it in the new one to hold me until I could get a better one. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the old one needs power supply plug-in, and the new computer's power supply isn't strong enough for the other graphics card. So we're like, oh no. And we didn't know that till we opened it. And we're like, problem. So fortunately, I don't know how this happened, but when we had problems getting WoW to download, it kept telling me that there was a problem. And it kept shutting me down and restarting me. And we're like, what is going on? It's like, your game is broken and there's a problem. And I'm like, no. So we got WoW transferred to the portable, and he managed to get that transferred onto the new PC, and that seemed to fix the problem. I don't know what was wrong. But he loaded up WoW, and it's actually running on the onboard card. So, and it's running pretty well on the onboard card. So it looks like I'm just going to have to run with the onboard until for like maybe a week or two until we can get the new graphics card. So fortunately, at least I'm not going to go crazy for the next week and a half. Nothing to do.
Yeah. So
that's not saving grace. Because I was like, are you kidding me? It was just like a total want to have a mental meltdown. Mm-hmm. Nothing but problem. PC.
Yeah.
It's PC angry fairy day. And I'm like, no. But I got a new webcam now. So the next time I'm on a live show, I might actually be there live instead of my picture. So we got that up and going. And,
nice.
And then we found out that we needed an HDMI cable for my monitor. And we realized that right before we went food shopping, and I was going to run a second monitor for when I start to stream. And we totally forgot about the fact that the old monitor didn't have an HDMI cable either. So, I have to pick up a second one of those. So now my second monitor is just sitting there off. Not working at all right now. So I'm like, this day, and I still don't have all my files transferred over.
Yeah.
We thought we had lost the information for my leveling guide. because Russell didn't know where it was saving to on my hard drive. And I was like, but you go in there and you go there and it's there. He goes, that doesn't help me. And I'm like, well, of course not. But I'm telling you, that's how I get to it. He goes, wow. It's not in a folder. And I'm like, well, I let it save to open broadcast because that's what I was using to record it. And then I go back and listen to it and see if it's something I can use. And then I rename it if it's something I can use. And then before I go to actually use it, I'll leave it there until I drop it into my working folder. And he's like, ugh. So, and then it hit me that I have the project. I actually have part of the guide started. Mm-hmm. And we haven't transferred Adobe Premiere yet. And Adobe Premiere is kind of fussy about where the files are located. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, it's not going to be in the same spots it was before because this new computer has a solid state hard drive on one side and it's a regular on the other. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to have to redo what I've got so far, at least edited together. Yeah. I haven't edited that much together. I'm like, well, I had the intro edited in. And because it was a pain to line up vocals with a character talking on Model Viewer. So I had finally gotten it where it was kind of working well enough where I was basically happy with it. And yeah. And then I had that thought and I was like, oh, no. So yeah, I think I just made myself in the long run. But we'll see what happens when we get everything else transferred, probably within the next couple of days when things calm down a little bit. But it's been a really busy week.
Wow.
And now that I've said all that, I'm like, wow, that all happened in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That one's a busy
week. Well, a lot of stuff was going on. Yeah, I was trying to distract myself. So I tend to over worry about stuff at times. And so if I'm distracted with something else, it kind of keeps me from over worrying and overthinking certain situations.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which is, yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you didn't lose any of your tunes.
Yeah, like, yeah, so was I. Yay. That was, like, really close on the one, but I was like, yeah. I was like, yay. Yeah, well, I'm like, it's a
freaky
miracle
about
so
the Crown Chemical guys.
That totally caught me off guard. I almost walked right into them before I realized it, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody had said anything about it. I'm like, did I miss it? Am I just not paying attention? Or are they even supposed to be here? But the fact that they were ?? Made me feel like that they were supposed to be there for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I actually ran into another set of them in Darkshore. And that's totally caught me off guard. But the ones in Darkshore were level 16. And I'm like, how are you level 16 in Darkshore, but the ones in Hinterlands are ?? How? It totally made no sense to me. And I was like, understand this, but maybe I'm just missing something from a daily. I don't know. Okay. But yeah, that was my week. That was a week. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a long week. That was a busy week.
That was a
so what have you done the last week?
What have I done? I've done nothing. Well, not really. I did play a challenge tune, but my focus has been on Love Is in the Air, which thank goodness it is done, because 2 weeks of doing that, like, full on, like, OCD full on. Like, seriously, I just went so burko on it. I thought, it's make or break. I have to try doing that. And thank goodness it's 2 weeks, because after 2 weeks, I was so mentally and emotionally drained.
Oh,
from
definitely.
Doing it. It's, you know, in the end, I'm running 37 tunes a day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
It became really, really, really intense. And the majority of them are DPS. So my queue times would literally be, most queue times were anything from about 5 minutes to 11 minutes. On the average, probably 7 to 9, but, you know, for DPS, it was definitely a wait. So, you know, there was times that I only got to run 5 tunes through an hour.
At least it was for, like, a holiday, though, so the DPS queue times weren't anywhere near what they would have been for a normal dungeon, but
even,
still, when you add that up.
Even tanks and healers, like, I would hop on a healer, and normally you would get instant queue, boom, bang, in. But there were times that I would hop on the healer and I was waiting 3 minutes and I'm going, what am I waiting on? And I'd go, seriously, I'm waiting on a tank? Or I'm waiting.
Yeah, like there was a couple times. Yeah, yeah. I was. And then the group thingy that was showing you who you were waiting on for me, I was checking on it because I'm like, why am I not in yet? Because I mean, yeah, it was only like 2 minutes, but you know, when you're on a healer, you're usually in before you even like close your bag to find what you're looking for. And I'm looking, I'm like, it's not even showing that I'm in the group. Mm. And it says we're waiting on a healer. And then I panicked and left group. I'm like, did I click DPS? And I'm like, I left the group, the queue, and I looked. I'm like, no, I had healer checked. I'm like, well, why wasn't it showing that I was part of the group? And then I had to re-queue, and I was like, oh, you know,
because
I've got such a bad short-term memory. And I was
frustrating. Oh, look, yeah, trust me. So it was definitely a crazy time because I barely focused on world quests or anything. I was just
all don't feel bad. I haven't done a world quest in like 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, I love doing my world quests. I try and do my emissaries only because, you know, you start losing your resources.
Yeah, I've stopped doing them.
But, you know, you start chewing through those resources and you're like, I got to get into game and I need to look for the world quests that are going to give me, you know, because I need more.
I really need to do them because I think I've got like 10 resources left and I haven't done any of those either.
It's crazy. I mean, it's so like, much. Yeah, it's good because there is so much. There is so much in the game to do. Like, for me, there is no getting bored because I you know, am constantly thinking of things. But
it blows my mind when people are like, "Oh, there's nothing to do." I'm like, "How is there nothing to do? You can go get mounts. You can go find battle pets. You can go fish. You can go work on professions. Yeah. It's like you can go do archaeology." I'm like, "How do you not have anything to do?" I'm like, "Go level a challenge tune." I actually made up a little ad. You know, oh, you're bored, looking for a challenge. Whenever I enter a zone on my challenge tune, I just pop that up. And I mean, some people have asked me about it, and some people are like, "Oh, after I get this tune level, I'm gonna go do that." I'm like, okay, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Do it, don't do it. What? I don't care. It's up to you. But I mean, there's stuff to do.
That's right. That's the good thing about, you know, there are so many things that you can do. So by the time I got to finishing, you know, when love was done, so my stats, 482 runs this year.
Oh my goodness.
So that was, just a few.
just a few.
In rarity, when I look over both accounts and I look at the total amount of times that I have run this over the years, I'm at 613.
Oh my total.
So the most that's come through is this year. So that's, you know, so that's massive, which... The love.
I can't believe with that many runs that, you know, you would think that you would get it with that many runs.
But... No, because the RNG is at 3,333.
Oh my
god. That's the RNG. Yeah. And I'm only at 613. So guess what? I'm just looking, thinking, right, the math probability is telling me that I have possibly got still years before I will ever see that. So, so it's kind of...
That's sad.
It's disheartening to a degree. But anyway,
like, I'd rather give up a legendary to get that stupid rocket. I mean, I haven't gotten a legendary yet, but I haven't really been trying that hard either. But it's like, I would rather have the rocket.
Well, I just look at my account and I just think, come on, Blizzard. Seriously, like, look how long... I've played this game. Look how long I've spent money in this game. Like, you know.
Oh, totally. And then you hear stories about people that get it in like 2 tries. And I'm like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, don't
I'm
like, talk
just,
to me
just,
about that.
I'm like, congratulations, but you go to that corner right now and don't talk to me about it.
Someone who's had a break for like 6 to 8 months comes back, runs it on their first turn and gets it. Yeah.
I have been farming for, Anyway,
these things happen. But I did get into yesterday. I did manage to sit down with a challenge tune, and I ran my little bloodthirsty. So the little bloodthirsty that I made, my night elf hunter, And she's been, I took her on the long, strange trip of getting her from basically Darnassus over to Lochmoden. And she, it wasn't too bad, actually. I was surprised. You know how sometimes you think it's going to be worse than it is? It wasn't too bad. And so she's level 12. She was level 12 when I started. And I think she was, this was the tune I was playing when we were live last week.
Okay.
And she had hit level 12. And so I just took her around killing the crocodiles and the buzzards and the, you know, and basically the murloc. So just below that hill, you know, when you come mm-hmm. out of, what is it? Delsimar. And you just go sort of down into the,
You
know, where the water and that is. And I just started doing a little path through there, and I got two rares, which was cool. I got the crocodile and mm-hmm. I got the murloc. So that helped. So the XP was good. So she's just back in the inn. I pushed her through. I got her to 13. I probably got her about a third the way through 13 before she ran out of XP. And I was just so in the zone of, you know, killing and looting that I was just like, no, I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep, you know, I'm in the zone. Everything's going well. You know, the pet's killing stuff. I'm just going to keep going because I'm not looking at the bar. I'll just, if I can ding, again, sweet. If I don't, but until I get out of that zone, I'm just going to keep killing and looting. And I dinged 14. So
nice.
Once I dinged the 14, I thought, right, okay, I got two levels on her. I'm really more than happy. Honestly, didn't have any trouble even taking down the crocodile rare, which was at level, it was a level 15 and I mm-hmm. was 13 when I took it on. Didn't have a problem.
The hunters seem like, easy. I know people like are complaining that hunters aren't that strong sometimes, but you know, when you don't have much gear on and you're low level, it's surprising what you can take down.
Yeah.
At times. Cause I was a little nervous when I took that guy on, cause he was like dark orange, almost red to me. And I was like, can we do it? Can we not do it? And he went down pretty good. And there wasn't really much of a problem. I was really surprised.
Which is good. I mean, the XP's obviously nice, and that's the thing is making sure that you've got good XP. But in the end, it just, you know, if my gut had said to me, nope, don't do it, I would have walked away. You know, there was no reason. But I looked at the amount of hit points, I looked at my hit points, I knew, you know, I've still got the cat, I haven't changed to anything else at the moment. Probably because by the time I log into the hunter, I was, you know, I forget about going, getting pets and stuff. So I've just been keeping my cat that I've got. And
I think mine's still on the rabbit that the gnomes get. I think I just have it in tank spec and so I've been fine.
Yeah. The rabbits are so cute. And she dinged 14. I was happy with the two levels and that's fine. She's gone back to the inn. And she's, you know, tracking up some more rested. So other than that, I mean, that's mostly been my focus for the challenge turns is just to see. Because I was a bit zoned out. I was a little bit tired. Nothing overly over the top. But when I looked at my irons, because my mage is still alive, she's going okay. My big hunter, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm not touching her. If I'm even an ounce tired, no, I need to be on my game for her. So
mm-hmm.
I thought the, you know, the bloodthirsty is certainly the, not the easier, but you can kind of have that chill factor for me.
Yeah, like you can be a little bit tired and do them, you know, as long as you know, like, kind of the path that you're going to go or what you're going to go after.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in a zone that you're not familiar with, I wouldn't suggest it. But if you know the zone and you kind of know what to expect and what could pop up, it should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm in luck mode and I've been to quite a few times. So
yes.
I'm kind of happy with, you know, where I am with it. So we will see. So at least both of us didn't lose any tunes this week. So
yes.
Yay.
Very big yay. Anyway. Like every week I'm like waiting for it. It doesn't happen. I'm like, yay, thank you.
Yay, yes, yes. Alrighty. Well, let's move on. So news in the world of Warcraft, and we just wanted to make a mention. We're not gonna go into it, but a couple of days ago, Lore and Ian Hazzikostas did a Legion developer Q&A. Basically, mm-hmm. on Twitch, I'm assuming. I've got the link, and I'll put the link in for the Wowhead, for the live blog that they did about it. I mean, there's obviously a lot of things that they discussed. A lot of it seems to be about legendaries, about stuff that I suppose as a challenge tune we don't have anything to do with. But I mean, if you're interested, then yeah. Go check it out. You know, there's probably something up on the Blizzard Twitch channel, YouTube, as well as Wowhead. You know, there's places to have a look at it. I've not even looked at it because...
Yeah, I haven't really looked at it either.
So it's but yeah, that doesn't, from what we've read, there doesn't seem to be a lot that really makes an impact for a challenge tune. Mind you, if anyone that is listening to this is like, oh no, this could really impact, then let us know, because Stone's I'm like, yeah, he's the one that pays attention to that. I don't. I'm just the one that's like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, and so, I didn't even think about it, and I was like, I thought about it like 5 minutes before the show. I was like, oh, maybe I should have. And I'm like, oh, I don't have time now. Okay.
Yeah. So,
like, whatever.
So, yeah. Or, you know, when Stone's listening to this, maybe just double check this when you've got time, and we can discuss it next week. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, let's go on to site news. So nothing to really talk about other than the state of the challenges.
Yes.
So we're going to run through them. And I'm going to start off with the Iron Man. So here we go. So the Iron Man, top 10. We've got Baztar hit 78. Iron Maggie hit 90, but died. Oh, sorry about that. At number 8, there was Azzy War, hit 90 but died, which I think Azzy had just died when we had the show last week.
Yeah, like literally. What is with level 90 in Azzy? I don't understand.
No. I've got a feeling that Azzy's new tune just hit level 70 today or last night.
Oh my goodness.
He's a machine, seriously. I have no words. I think we all said commiserations on the warrior, but my goodness, man, you are just a machine when it comes to leveling. So, you know, good luck.
Absolutely.
Good luck. All right. So at number 7 for this week was Marg Rage, hit 94. At number 6 was 8. I love that. How cool we have that name. 8 hit 95, which is awesome. All right. Never Died, Shah, hit 97. And Awayan hit 101.
Nice.
Geekster, that name's familiar, hit 103.
Yes.
And
oh, very
Never
nice.
Died Backwards, which is Deidre, I could, never can do it. Anyway,
yeah.
Never Died W hit 105. And for this week, we have to say, again, another person who is an absolute leveling machine, because
Absolutely.
He has got his third max level character in Legion, people, and that is Never Died.
It.
Has got
yes.
his uh, D never died S, as I refer
to. Yeah, there we go.
Hit 110. Hit 110. He's third in Legion. And again, say thank you, Star, for the cute little post about RD.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's amazing. So he's got a hunter and a monk, and now he's got a mage. He's Frost Mage.
And he has a Bloodthirsty.
Yes. At max level. So he's got four. Yeah.
Four total, but yeah, this will be his third iron. Wow. I don't know how he does it. I don't know. And, that's amazing.
And he's got a fifth that is sitting at 105.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Just a leveling machine.
What are you going to do with yourself when you get everybody to 110? That's what I want to know.
I know.
You don't have anything to do.
It's amazing. So thank you, Stir, for the post, and congratulations, Never Die, because I can only keep saying it. You guys astound me with your leveling. It is so inspiring. Aren't they?
Definitely.
They are so inspiring, but scary at the same time. Scary in a good way,
yeah.
But you guys are awesome. So congratulations on
everybody.
Wonderful achievement. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I'm like so happy. All right. Yeah. So we've got the Bloodthirsties next. Let's see. Number 10 on the list, Conjured Soul at level 36. See, that name's familiar.
Yay!
we have at number 9 on the list, Iron Tall at level 38. Petizi, I think, is how your name is pronounced, hit level 39. Kill Stuff Frog hit level 40.
Nice.
Genetics hit level 45. Sebastiana hit level 50. Bent Grinder hit 51. Clemens hit 64 but did die. I'm so sorry.
Aww.
A second Bent Grinder has hit level 68.
Nice.
And Soulbound has hit level 85.
Woo!
Good job, guys.
Well done. Awesome
look at job.
You with two in the top 10. Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I looked at the
Nisi.
List and I was like, wow, people are playing Bloodthirsties.
That is
like,
awesome.
This is great.
And look at Bent Grinder going with, I'm assuming it's the same person because you know, two different Bent Grinders, but well done. Whoever Bent Grinder is, that is one at 68 and one at 51. Awesome, guys.
Absolutely.
All right, let me take the pacifist. So we've got Pax Rules hit 37, High Five hit 38. Those some people find some really cool names.
I know, really.
Ambition, wow, hit 39. And oh, look, Patchouli. Now, this is number, let me have a look. Is this number 7? Patchouli 7? Anyway, it's Patchouli hit 40, and then Patchouli hit 50 on another tune.
Oh my goodness, I didn't even notice that before. Yes, good job.
So that looks like Patchouli's number 4, and that looks like number 7. So I wonder if one of the tunes is the one that doesn't have the professions. No, they might be too high. I'll have to check with Tuli because he is doing running at least one without profession. So
I give him props for that.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I know. He's amazing too. All right. Now, Herbalissa hit 50. And, Organ Grinder hit 51. Wonder if that's another turn of Bent Grinder.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I didn't think about that before.
Yeah,
could
wonder
be.
If that is. Let us know if you are. All right. I love this name. I have to think about it every time I say it. So it is Snuffle Tips. There you go. I got it right. They hit level 61. Well done.
Nice.
Flower Child hit 63. And our number one for this week is Inapt Iron. Hit 81.
That's a familiar name.
Ooh.
Good job, guys.
Well done.
Absolutely. Okay, and last but not least, we have our Tin Mans. We have Carassa mm-hmm. at level 36 with one death. Iron Overlay at level 39 with one death. Torboro?
Torboro? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we'll go with that.
Tor. We got Tor.
Level Tor. There we go. Level 42 with 9 deaths. Mm-hmm. Adavamwald. Nope. I'm sorry if I totally butchered your name.
Or Audi.
Sure. There we go. You hit level 54, but you have a flag. I'm not sure what's up with that. I would check in with Stone just to see what's going on. Baz at level 64 with one death.
Nice.
I'm not going to say the full name because I don't want to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Tin Hunt at level 67 with 6 deaths. We have Stone DK. That's a familiar name. Mm-hmm. At level 68 with 1 death. We have Tin Hunter at level 72 with 4 deaths. We have Chromite at level 74 with 1 death. And we have Iron Capper at level 80 with 3 deaths. Good job, guys. Wow,
well done. I tell you what, that is fantastic to see. So Tin Man Challenge obviously is going really great guns over there. Well done, people, for doing that. And, of course, to all the Bloodthirsties, Irons, and Pacifists as well, congratulations on look at all the leveling going on.
And there also, weren't that many deaths this week.
No.
There were only just a couple.
Congratulations on those that we did lose, though. And but well done, everyone. What a great week of leveling.
Absolutely.
All right. Nicely. Okay. So let's go on to chit-chat before we get to wrap everything up. So chit-chat, this is where you can give us the questions, tips and tricks, all of those kind of things. So let's talk about the first one that we got from Twitter, Nisi.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going to be from Twitter from James and Hunter at Viking Dad Stream. He or she says, I'm confused about how to do Legion. Are artifacts okay? They put it on you. And Stone has it in the FAQ that you do have to equip it that one time, I think, to get through the quest for your class hall, but you have to take it off immediately afterwards before you log out, before you even, like, blink. As soon as you're able to, that has mm-hmm. to come off, and you're not allowed to use it in any way, shape, or form. It needs to go in your bank or your, preferably probably your bank if you can, so that we don't accidentally equip it. But, mm-hmm. yeah, so just as soon as you're able to, off it's got to go, and you can't touch it again.
Yeah. So, artifacts are a no, but of course, yes, there is a certain thing you must do. And it's annoying that they have that built in, but, you know, at the same stage, it's maybe they might change it down the track. Who knows?
It would be nice. Like, if you already have it done on, like, a main character or something, if you could skip that part.
Wait till, like, the next expansion and then be like, well, the focus isn't on... You know, because they did say the artifacts were only supposed to be for this expansion, which really mm-hmm. bums me out because I kind of think...
Yeah, because you're doing all that work for
it. I
know. And then...
I would love for this weapon to keep growing with me. Couldn't you see it, like, down the track and it's like, well, back in, you know, in Legion is when I got my weapon. But, you know, it is... as powerful.
It feels kind of like
powerful.
A shame for them to be putting so much work into something that's a dead end. I mean,
that's right.
It's just kind of sad.
And
but,
my
you know.
Staff is so damn smexy. I just have to say that. I mean, it really is. I would be happy to just have that for the rest of my warlock life because it has little wings, it has little bat wings that comes out. You know, it's very, very cute. So I'm quite happy with mine. All right. Well, thank you, Viking Dad Stream off Twitter, for that question. All right. I have got one. This is from YouTube. Pandora says, love listening to the podcast while I level. Yay! Currently have one of each class except Demon Hunter.
ranging from 18 to 71. Hmm. I'm thinking, I wonder if they're just normal tunes, if they're irons, if they're bloodthirsties. I wonder what Pandora is running. Please let us know, because we would be very, very interested to know. And at Leadum, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Thank you. Oi, oi, oi. Absolutely. So, Pandora, thank you very much for the comments. Thank you for listening to us. And good luck with your tunes, no matter what you're doing. So, thank you for that. All right. Nisi, we've got another one.
Yes, we do. This one comes from Discord, and it is from Thalinar. And they write, I am having some problems with the Iron Man challenge. I am in Eastern Plaguelands, and I seem to have a buff called Fiona's Lucky Charm on me that I cannot click off. It allows me to loot extra goodies from mobs that I kill. I know you can receive the buff from the caravan, but I did not accept that quest. Is it okay to go through Eastern Plagueland with this buff and not be red flagged, or do I have to jump to another zone? Thanks. Mm-hmm. And Stone did reply saying that there's really nothing you can do about that buff and not to really worry about it, because it's not really an XP buff, so it's not like you're actually gaining anything meaningful except for maybe like an extra, drop.
The buff is just purely more for you to get Mr. Grubbs. Like, really, when it comes down to it, it's to get a pet, you know? And I must admit that I have been through that. I did it, I think, on one of the very first irons that I did. I took through, didn't have a problem. And then I had this real mental moment, like months or years later, that I took another turn through. And I was like, am I supposed to have the buff on me? And I actually left. I actually left because I couldn't contact Stone, something could happen, and I was like, you know what, to be on the safe side, I'm going to go to another zone, which I did do, and then I died. So I do remember that quite vividly.
I bet.
So don't worry about that. It's just part of it, and you know what? The good thing is, if you do get the pet, and you've not had the pet before, and you're a pet collector, yay! Because you just got Mr. Grubbs, and if you got the pet and you have got it, well, then go sell it on the auction house and you might get yourself a nice little gold buffer to give you tune. So, you know, so just keep
every little bit helps. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. Well, thank you, everyone, for your questions, for just letting us know what you've been up to. That is fantastic. So thank you very much for that. All right, well, let's wrap this up. Well, we've done a lot of talking. I'm way surprised. We have been very chatty today, which is awesome.
Sorry.
It's good, because, you know, Stone's probably like, yeah, you won't be long. And I'm like, yeah, we probably won't be that long, really, for the show.
And then I was like, maybe not. I've done a lot this week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about next show. Will be next weekend, so Saturday, March the 5th. March. Oh, my gosh. We're heading this week.
I know, really.
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, March? He's not going to be back till March. And I looked at the calendar. I was like, oh, that's right. Like next weekend.
February. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? So March 5th. 7 p.m. Stone time, which is Sunday, March the 6th for me, which is 10 a.m. my time. That's all I'm saying. You people know what the other times are. Stone's not here, so you know what. The fun thing is we will be having Zorts on next week.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
I can't wait for that.
I know. So excited. I'm going to hit him with some really hard-hitting questions. So, yeah. I'm kidding, Zorts, not really. But anyway, I've got some questions for him, so yes. Yay. All right, Nisi, can you please tell everyone where they can find you and where they can get in contact with you, please?
Sure. I have a Facebook page, NisiBGN. I have a YouTube channel, which is also NisiBGN, where you can find my Iron Man exploits, I guess you could say, in lovely little adventures. I do also have a Twitter account, at NisiBGN. I know, I'm sensing a theme here. And you can probably get a hold of me the fastest through Twitter. if you're on the Discord for WoW Challenges, I am on there as well. And I'm not that hard to find, and you can always drop me a note if you want to battle tag me and want to chat or whatever or have any questions. I will help you out to the best of my ability, and soon I will be having a Twitch channel as well up and running, but not quite, but soon.
Awesome. So. Okay. Well, thank you for that. I'll have the links up on the website if anyone wants to check that out too. So that's cool. All right. So don't forget, website is wowchallenges.com. You can contact us, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Also, our Twitter is @wowchallenges. Recurring theme for us as well. Discord server. I'm not reading the gobbledygoo that it is, but if you want to know what it is, jump on the website. There is a link that'll take you straight to our Discord server and join up there. If not, tweet at either myself or Stone on Twitter, and we can get you a link. That's no worries. Facebook, we have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out the videos that Stone does. Stone does them, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Remember, we do like to do a live show most weeks, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges, and we will be back live next week with Zort, so that will be good. For Stone, you can find him on Twitter. He is @stonegrasp, which is STONEGRASP. And I have to say, big thank you to our Patreons. Thank you so much for supporting us. We have a new supporter, which is Denny. So thank you very much, Denny.
Yes. Welcome on board.
Yay. Thanks a lot, guys. We really do appreciate it. It helps with keeping the website running, basically, which is really good. So thank you so much for that. Don't forget, you can find me on Twitter. I'm @LetaWow, which is LEETAWOW. And I do a couple of other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth, that I also do with Stone live on Thursdays. Thursday nights for me, Thursday ridiculous time in the morning for Stone. So yes. So you can also find us on Twitch for that, which is a lot of fun. We get to talk about all the other things that we do in WoW other than our challenge stuff, which is what try and keep
one day I'll make the live show. One day.
Anyway, thank you so much to Mark Conan for our intro. We do really appreciate it, and we love it. So Mark Conan, if you want to check him out, is @MarkConanWow. And you can also find him. He is part of Torrin Think Tank with Jules, and they do an awesome podcast. So check them out as well. Other than that, I think we are done. And as I said, thank you, Nisi, so much for helping me out today.
Oh, no problem.
Out really, really well. And at least this has given Stone and his family time to sort out the things that they need to sort out with the family. And as I said, commiserations to them. And we send good vibes and lots of love to Stone and to Carrie. And to Carrie's family. So,
absolutely. So thank you
for that. Thanks everyone for listening. We do appreciate it. And we will catch you live next week. So, see you later, everybody. Yep. Bye bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.